Let us all stand to our feet, shall we, as we look at our text in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20b through verse 22. Today's message, dogs and hogs. For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow after washing returns to wallowing in the mire. Dogs and hogs. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for this holy assembly, that we realize that you are holy God, and apart from the blood of Jesus Christ, we could not stand in your presence today. So, Father, we're so thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ. And now, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would do due diligence in my heart, in my soul, and Lord, help me to articulate the truths of Scripture, and may they resonate in the hearts of those who are here, that they would hear the conscience of the Holy Spirit and of the Lord Jesus Christ, and be moved to love you and to serve you. Now, Father, we commit this into your hands. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The tone and tenor of the words dogs and hogs directed towards others seems rather insulting, scathing, and harsh. And truthfully speaking, they are indeed. These are fighting words. The gloves are off. The Apostle Peter was in a fight over souls. It was a fight that he could not afford to lose. The stakes were high, and losing the battle was not an option. And unfortunately, too many here today and those who are watching by live stream are unaware there are forces warring against your soul. You see, in the first epistle of the Apostle Peter, he graciously, time and time again, he comforted suffering Christians throughout the Roman Empire. He used his apostolic office to comfort the suffering saints. Yet here in the second epistle of Peter, he used his apostolic office to confront false teachers who were a threat to the souls in the household of faith. You see, most of us are aware that before you go on the internet, you need to make sure that you have antivirus protection, malware software. You see, if not, your computer can be compromised. Vital personal information can be stolen. There can be the corruption of files, and of course, a hard drive crash, and on and on. You see, there are individuals and entities on the internet posing to be your friends to lure you in and exploit you, causing you great misery. And so too, in the kingdom of God, there are the infiltration of false teachers. Some of you channel surf the television or the internet in search of certain preachers, not knowing that some of them are imposters. Some of them are charlatans. Some are heretics, apostates. Some of them are false prophets and teachers. You see, it's important that you make the following distinction. Christ freed us from sin. He did not free us to sin. Let the church say amen. And Peter is carrying out due diligence to inform us that the false teachers, they promote sin, they practice sin, and they are slaves to sin. You see, they have an inordinate desire for money. They have an inordinate desire for weak women. And they are in the grasp of the devil. And the devil is using them to attempt to bring you into his grasp. You see, there are millionaire preachers with a staple of women. They are spiritually bankrupt. They're in the grasp of the devil. The devil is using them to try to spiritually bankrupt your soul, to destroy both your soul and body in hell. You see, the church needs saints, not celebrities. The church needs disciples, not dignitaries. Let the church say amen. What's wrong? There are too many churches that are overrun with dogs and hogs. I did not say it. Peter said it. dogs, and hogs. Let's examine our text here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 and 22. He says this, "For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to, having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a hog after washing returns to wallowing in the mire." In verse number 22, he uses as they carouse with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way they have gone astray, having following the way of Balaam, the son of Peor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Now there's a certain pattern in the New Testament that we need to be privy to, and is this. Whenever the apostles speak, shortly thereafter, the apostates, they speak. In 1 Peter, the apostle commanded and taught the church how to suffer well for Jesus Christ, allowing your suffering testimony to be joined to the suffering testimony of Jesus Christ. Yet the false teachers came right behind Peter, and they taught just the opposite, the avoidance of sufferings and the pursuit of self-indulgent lifestyle. So what is it that the false teachers teach? They teach a soft Christianity. No sacrifices, no hardships, no perseverance, no weariness. Just pursue your own carnal worldly ambitions, inordinate desires and lusts, a Christianity that caters to you. Have you not noticed how soft our world has become? Beloved, let there be a half an inch of snow that falls down on the ground and the federal government shuts down. Let the church say amen. In other words, we've become soft. You see, when it comes to Platoism, Aristotle, and their theories concerning virtue, when it comes to the subjects of fortitude, being able to bear under pressure and bravery and courage, and you are willing and able to take on hardships, that you do not flee, but rather you stay with it. Where there is the loss of virtue, there's the loss of fortitude, there's the loss of perseverance, there's the loss of endurance. In other words, we're suffering from a malady in the Christian faith. The Christian faith has become rather soft. If you listen to the preaching, there's no preaching on suffering, but there's a whole lot of preaching on prosperity. No sacrifice whatsoever. Now, secondly, not only do the false teachers teach a self-indulgence lifestyle, but they promote also, those who promote are culpable. They are leading people into the trap of sin. They're causing naive Christians to stumble. You see, when the false teachers teach error, it leads to people living those errors. Jesus would say it like this, it would be better that a millstone was tied around their necks and they'd be cast into the sea than to offend one of these little ones of mine. Who are the little ones of Jesus Christ? They're not merely the children,
They are those who are simpletons, those who are naive, those who have newly come to the faith. And being new to the faith, having just escaped the corruption of the world, they come into the kingdom of God only to be exposed to corrupt preachers and teachers who have the same agenda to put them back into the mire in which they were once delivered from. And those false teachers, they are culpable. They are accountable to God for what they've done. Because in verse number 21, the false teachers had received the apostolic tradition that had been handed down to them. They knew the truth. They knew what was right, but they teach that which was wrong. They knew that which was right, but they taught those things that were lies. And James would say it like this: Beloved, let not many of you aspire to be teachers, for those that teach shall receive a greater damnation or condemnation, which means this: Sunday school teacher, small group facilitator, and counselor, and preacher, and pastor, and the like. Because of your sphere of influence, because others are under your instruction and tutelage, that if you lead that soul astray, God will hold you accountable, and their blood will be upon your hands in the judgment. Let the church say amen. The greater the influence, the greater the judgment. You see, are you being duped into a soft Christianity? You don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. You don't have to give to the Lord your time, your talent, nor your treasure. What sacrifices, what hardships, what sufferings are you willing to endure for Jesus Christ? Or have you become soft? But there's a third thing we note about dogs and hogs. The false teachers, they sin shamelessly. How low will you go? Attempting to fool others, false teachers make a fool out of themselves. Let the church say amen. When you are deceiving others, in the process, you're being deceived. You remember the prodigal son? Father, give me that which belongeth unto me. And after several days, he received his inheritance, and he ran off into a far country, and he wasted his inheritance or riotous living. And when he had wasted everything, when the party was over, when the alcohol had run low, when his friends had abandoned him, and then famine struck the land, and he could not find a place to live, and he could not find food to eat, and he had to work in a pig farm and literally in the pig's pen. And while he's in the pig's pen, he looks down at the trough that the slop that the hogs would eat, and he was about to eat of the same slop of the hogs. What are you trying to tell me? Beloved, if you're not careful, you can become a dog or a hog. And as he was about to eat of that slop, then the Bible tells us, and he came to himself. Would to God that souls would come to themselves this morning. How many hired servants of my father's house have food enough to eat, and I perish in this pig's pen? You see, beloved, I'm here to tell you this. It's better to have a suffering testimony for Christ than to have a testimony of sin. Let me say it again. It's better to have a suffering testimony than a sinful testimony. Let the church say amen. You see, there are certain things about sufferings we need to know. Sufferings are and can be redemptive. They can bring us to the point in which we see the light and we come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. They can be revealing of how far we have fallen, and yet they can be rewarding that we can, as we have endured and suffered through this and that for the cause of Christ, oh, God will lavishly reward them. Blessed is the man that endureth temptations, testings, and trials, For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. False teachers have an inordinate desire for money. They cannot get enough. False teachers have an inordinate desire for weak women. They cannot get enough. And false teachers, deceiving, they themselves are being deceived, and they will receive the due recompense for their wretchedness. Yes, the gloves were off. The fight was on. Peter had comforted the saints, but now he had to confront the false teachers. Beloved, understand this as I speak with the power of the Holy Spirit. If God has called you to this church, and God has called you to be, caused me to be your pastor, then you are under my watch. I am ordained by God to watch for your soul. Be careful that to listen to someone other than your pastor who does not have jurisdiction over your soul, be very careful, because God has not called them to watch over your soul. God has called your pastor to watch over your soul. Be careful that you don't give greater reverence and regards to them that are outside the house of God than those that are inside the house of God. Because I'm here to tell you, if you obey those that don't have jurisdiction over you, but disobey those that do have jurisdiction over you, you have sinned against God, and now your soul is at risk. God did not put you here by accident. God put you here by divine appointment. God makes no mistakes. And some of you, you are channel surfing. You're listening to this man, that woman, that prophet, this prophetess. You're listening to all kinds of voices out there that God is not sanctioned to watch over your soul. Be careful who you're listening to, because the devil can come as a wolf in sheep's clothing. Let the church say amen. Oh, beloved, before you get on the internet, you have to make sure you have antivirus software, malware software. You got to make sure that your computer is not at risk, that it could be compromised. And I'm here to tell you, when you begin listening to others, make sure that you're listening to the Holy Spirit, who you should be listening to and who you should not be listening to. Because not everyone who speaks has the Holy Spirit. Not everyone who speaks in and through the Spirit of God. For when the Spirit of God is speaking, it is the very conscience of Jesus Christ. That's why when you come to this church, there are times when you leave this place that you are shaken, because the Holy Spirit and the conscience of Jesus Christ has spoken. And you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't outdistance the voice of God. God's voice and his conscience must be heard through the power of the Holy Ghost. We need saints, not celebrities. We need disciples, not dignitaries. We need those who love Christ, not those that love money and weak women. Peter was in a fight. he took off the gloves. And then the proverb, yes, he gave the summation, they are dogs and hogs. You say, what do you mean? They live by mere natural instincts, and they sin shamelessly. And how vile it is for a dog to eat his vomit, and for a hog, having been cleansed, to go back into the pig's pen. Are you listening to your shepherd, or are you listening to dogs and hogs? Let's stand and look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessed spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you are the great shepherd and bishop of our souls. We thank you that you have washed us and cleansed us in your holy blood. Thank you, Lord, that you are our Savior. Father, thank you for those that you have called and sanctioned to watch over the souls of your sheep. God, help us to obey and not be turned away by the voices of others whom you have not called and not sanctioned over the sheep of this pasture. Now, Father, speak to us. May we listen to the Holy Spirit in the very conscience of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Dogs and hogs, inordinate lust for money, and weak women. They avoid sufferings and they pursue a self-indulgent lifestyle, and they teach others to do the same. And they have been so successful that they have brought about a soft Christianity. No suffering, no sacrifice, no hardships, no weariness. No, it's just success, prosperity, and blessings and blessings, and nothing other than those things. Beloved, that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Christ is that we, through much tribulation, must enter the kingdom of God. Let the church say amen. Father, help us that he that hath an ear to hear what your spirit saith unto the churches. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.